A Chicago jury is deliberating for a second day in the trial of former Empire actor Jussie Smollett. Smollett is accused of orchestrating a fake hate crime attack against himself in downtown Chicago in January 2019. Let's bring in Megan Crapeau. She is Cook County criminal courts reporter for the Chicago Tribune. Megan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, in this case, the prosecution and the defense wrapped up their closing arguments yesterday. What were their main arguments?
Well, sure. I'd say a lot of them focused on the testimony of two brothers who accused Smollett of recruiting them to help stage this allegedly fake hate crime attack. Also focused on the testimony of Smollett himself, who took the stand in his own defense over a couple of days earlier this week. The prosecution spent a lot of their closing arguments trying to poke holes in Smollett's testimony, saying here's why he's not credible, here's where the evidence contradicts him. Whereas the defense spent a lot of time attacking the credibility of the two brothers who testified against Smollett, calling them criminals, saying that they did, in fact, have motive to attack him outright, not as a hoax.
Now, much of this case hinges on the testimony of these two brothers, who say Jussie Smollett hired them to carry out a phony attack. What did you glean from what they said on the stand?
Well, sure. One brother was a close friend of Smollett's. I guess they knew each other sort of from the Empire set and ran in the same circles and had become friends that way. They say that Smollett came up to them with a proposal basically saying, hey, I want you to help stage this fake attack on me, put a noose around my neck, wear red hats, shout slurs, shout MAGA, and sort of attack me, but also pull your punches, right? They're saying that he took them on like a dry run kind of dress rehearsal, showing him where he wanted this to happen. They're saying that, you know, he texted them later saying, you know, I will stand by you, which prosecutors are trying to make out as kind of a threat, saying, hey, keep your mouth shut. It's all pretty dramatic.
And Smollett's attorney told the jury that these brothers are sophisticated liars and criminals. Tell us a little bit more about that line of inquiry.
Well, he's saying that in part because when the police raided the brothers' apartment, they found a lot of guns, which prosecutors have said were obtained legally and never used illegally. They found a little bit of drugs. The defense is trying to make this out like it was a trap house, basically, which the prosecution is strenuously denying. But, you know, a lot of the closing argument was aimed toward making these brothers seem sort of sinister, right? Like, these are criminal masterminds who came up with this plot to not only attack Smollett outright, but also frame him afterwards.
As far as Jussie Smollett's testimony, the prosecution said that he consistently lied on the stand. How did the prosecution try to poke holes in what he said?
I think one interesting thing about this case is that there isn't a ton of like very hard smoking gun evidence, right? A lot of the surveillance video, a lot of the text messages can be interpreted one way or another, depending on whether you believe Smollett or you believe the brothers. The prosecution did bring out a couple of specific points saying, it gets a little convoluted, but for example, Smollett said he was out in the middle of the night that night to buy eggs for his breakfast the next morning because his trainer, one of the brothers, you know, had advised him to go out and get some eggs for his breakfast, right? The prosecution said in closing arguments, look, the meal plan that all these jurors saw noted that breakfast was not supposed to be until noon. So why do you need to go out at 2 a.m. for eggs for your breakfast if you're not eating breakfast until noon? This quote-unquote dry run that Smollett allegedly took the brothers on, Smollett is saying that actually they were just sort of driving around and smoking weed. They were supposed to work out. That's why he went to pick up his friend, the trainer, who was one of the brothers. And the prosecution said that's nonsense. They never even got out of the car. They didn't have any workout gear with them. You can see them on surveillance video just kind of circling this block near where Smollett lived. So it's absurd to think that they ever intended to work out.
Quite a dramatic story to be reporting on from your perspective. So now, as it goes to the jury, what is the key legal question or questions before the jury, and any thoughts on when we could have a verdict?
Well, first of all, I would never want to predict anything about when a verdict could come through or what it could be. I learned a long time ago not to predict anything when it comes to this case in particular, because there have been so many twists and turns. I'm going to stay out of that altogether.
Okay.
But in terms of the legal question, Smollett faces 6 counts of disorderly conduct, basically for allegedly giving a false report to police. So jurors have to essentially determine whether or not he was in fact attacked, because if he was in fact attacked, then he's not lying to police when he says he was in fact attacked.
All right, Megan Crapo continues to cover this case for the Chicago Tribune. Megan, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.